the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. The aesthetic zone between satire and horror is as broad as broadcasting, and it often seems to be explored best in writing communities where the given script appears to have been developed with the utmost conviction. Tonight's play, based on a short story by Soviet writer Mikhail Bulgakov and dramatized especially for this series by Arthur Samuels, is called The Fatal Eggs.
What's that?
Oh, the wind, I suppose.
No. Come over here to the window. Hurry.
Manya, I'm trying to concentrate on these reports.
I can't believe it. Look.
Well, Manya, what is it now?
Look, over there, by the hatchery, there's huge shadows all moving, writhing.
Black as pitch out there. I can't see. Manya, it's just the trees swaying in the wind.
No. Not the trees. Something. Alive. Coming closer. Oh, my God!
What is that? It can't be real.
Don't you?
Manya, look out!
This laboratory is colder than a tomb. Ivanov?
Yes, Professor?
This cold is intolerable. I can see my breath in here. Can't we get some heat?
Well, there's no fuel, Professor Persikov.
How is that possible? What will happen to the specimens? They can't survive in this chill for long.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late for some of them. I've just taken a count. We've lost 8 tree frogs.
Oh, no.
15 toads.
A scandal.
And I hate to tell you, the Surinam toad as well.
The Surinam? Dead? But it's irreplaceable.
I know.
Well, that's the last straw. I'll tell them a thing or two. Hello? Hello? Operator, this is Professor Vladimir Ipatovich Persikov, director of the Zoological Institute. I want you to get me the Ministry of whatever.
The People's Commissar of Zoological Science.
The People's Commissar of Zoological Science. Yes. What?
All the lines are busy. How can they be busy? They don't do a damn thing down there.
Oh, never mind. I'll call later. Those bloody paper pushers. You can bet they've got coal to keep their fat asses warm. 10 years since the revolution, and still we have to put up with...
Professor, could you come here a moment?
What is it, Peter?
There's something awfully strange. I'm trying to focus the microscope on this slidable amoeba, and... Well, could you take a look?
Yes. Just let me warm my hands on the Bunsen burner first. All right, let's take a look. Can't see a thing. Only some ray of light gone astray.
Well, that's just it. I've never seen a ray like it. Where does it come from?
Probably a refraction runner. Peter. Turn up the magnifier. Give me 10,000.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Incredible.
What is it, Professor?
I must be hallucinating. Here, take a look. See? That ball of yellow light?
Yes.
And shooting out of it, like an arrow, that red ray?
Yes.
Now, see how the amoeba are behaving as that ray touches them.
Good heavens, they're rushing toward it, fighting one another to get to it. There,
quick, let me see. My God. They're growing. Growing at an incredible rate, right under my eyes.
Unbelievable.
Peter, quickly, get me some frog roe.
There's not much...
Get it, honey, before the red ray disappears. Look at it, Peter. Then tell me I'm dreaming. This frog is a monster.
I'll measure it. Good Lord. 36 centimeters long.
Monster more than a foot long. And it grew that large in less than 24 hours from the temple stage.
Frightening.
Careful, Peter. It looks vicious.
I'll put it in the cage with the others. How do you explain this, Professor?
I really can't. Except that the ray apparently stimulates growth at a phenomenal rate.
An abnormal effect on the deutoplasm. Remarkable.
Merely remarkable. Perhaps what we have discovered is nothing less than the ray of life. Unless it's only a passing phenomenon. A random refraction of light.
From the sun, do you mean?
No, not from the sun. I'm almost certain source was this electric light we put in yesterday.
That ordinary incandescent lamp?
I believe so. And nothing has been moved, so if we calculated angles of refraction taking spectroscopic readings, we could recreate the red ray.
And control it. All we need is...
Yes? Come in. No, wait! Oh. Genya. What is it?
Your dinner is ready, Professor, and I just... What's that awful smell?
Nothing. An experiment. I'll have my dinner late, Genya.
But...
Later, later! We'd better make sure she stays out of here. All those creatures penned up.
Yes, they're all in cages over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's strange. There were 5.
Genya! No, Genya. It's all right. All right, don't get hysterical.
That monster. It attacks me.
What?
What in God's name is it?
It's only a frog, Genya.
You call that a frog?
I admit it's somewhat larger than the usual frog.
It's coming at
Calm
me
down,
again.
Genya. We'll ward it off. Here, Peter, take this phone.
Kill it before it kills me.
Just stand back, Genya. There, he's stunned. Now to finish it off.
Hideous.
You're safe, Genya. Get hold of yourself.
The frog's dead.
All over my nice, clean floor. What a bloody mess.
Now listen, Genya. For the time being, I want you to stay out of the laboratory. Assistant Professor Ivanov and I are conducting an important experiment.
Laboratory? Experiment? I wouldn't spend another day in this madhouse. I'm packing my things right now and going to my sister's. You get yourself another housekeeper. I'm through.
As if we weren't in enough trouble.
Do you think she'll talk?
Genya Stefanovna has 2 outstanding characteristics. A warm heart and a big mouth. To make matters worse, she has a brother-in-law who is an exemplary Soviet citizen.
Which is to say that...
He reports everything to the authorities.
I know how busy you are.
Haven't found my journals, have you, Peter?
No, sir. I'm afraid you were right. They must have been...
Stolen. Damnation.
That's maddening. Can't trust anyone these days.
Well, not all our news is bad, eh? I just finished testing the 3 black chambers you built there. Perfect. I'll see to it you share the credit for our discovery when the Academy of Sciences come through.
Yes, yes, thank you, Professor, but... There's someone here to see you.
No, I haven't. I have no time to see anyone now. Send whoever it is away.
But he has credentials from the Kremlin.
I don't give a damn. Well, who is he?
He says his name is Destian.
Destian? What kind of name is that?
Destian, as in destiny, Comrade Professor. Please pardon the intrusion, but may I present my card?
Alexander Semyonovich Destian, Supreme Economic Commission on Livestock Breeding. All right, I'm impressed. Now, what do you want?
Could we speak in private? I have with me a secret memorandum.
Oh, all right, Peter, if you don't mind.
Yes, yes, of course, I have things to do. Excuse me, both of you.
All right. Now, what's this secret memorandum?
Well, since it is actually in excess of 400 pages in length,
I shall
sum it up in a single word. Disaster.
Marvelous condensation. But what does it mean?
Comrade Professor, you must be aware of the chicken plague that has been sweeping through our beloved republic.
Of course, the papers are full of it. Sick chickens, dying chickens.
Dead chickens, comrade. It's worse than the papers have reported. Far worse, I'm afraid. In fact, we now estimate that within a matter of weeks, there will not be a single live fowl left within our borders. Disaster, comrade. Would you not agree?
If you happen to like chickens, yes. Personally, I loathe them.
Please, Professor, let us be serious. If a fatal blow to our socialist pride and solidarity is to be averted, we must restore our chicken population without delay.
Fine, but what's that got to do with me?
It has to do with your marvelous red ray.
Huh? What do you know about that?
Let me consult my notes. Instantly accelerates the vital forces of reproduction. Protoplasmic growth factor of 19.3...
Those are my notes, my missing journals. You stole them.
Borrowed them, comrade. Is it true that with this stupendous invention, you have produced from half a pound of frog roe 2 million tadpoles in less than 2 days?
Those figures are only approximate.
And from several tadpoles grew frogs the size of dogs?
No. Well, small dogs.
All right. Then why not chickens?
Chickens?
Huge chickens in unlimited numbers. Comrade Professor, surely you see the obvious application for your ray.
I see the obvious danger. Tell me something, comrade. Look around you. Do you see any of those monstrous frogs?
No. As a matter of fact, I was hoping you would show me some.
Well, forget it. My assistant and I gassed the huge frogs and tadpoles, every last one.
What? But why?
Because we are not sure what we are on to. Science cannot afford to be reckless. One measured step at a time under absolute control.
Comrade Professor Persikov, according to our records, you recently imported from Germany a number of complex lenses.
Well, none of it.
May I presume that they have been used for the reproduction of your red ray? In those black chambers I see over there, perhaps.
Yes, but I haven't even begun my program of experimentation, and I'm damned if I'm going to be rushed into it.
Comrade Professor, I shall come to the point of my visit.
And about time.
I have with me a document.
Another one.
Authorizing me to remove two of those chambers from these premises.
What? Are you crazy?
And transport them to the new model chicken farm in the Sofkas region. I have been designated its manager. You will turn the two chambers over to me.
You be damned, I won't. You don't have the faintest idea how they work.
You will explain them to me. The entire process, in precise detail.
I tell you I will not.
Comrade Professor, you are one of our most eminent Soviet scientists, and you have my utmost respect. But should you persist in your refusal...
I do persist,
I have men waiting outside, and they have been instructed to use force if necessary. But I'm sure we can depend upon your patriotic cooperation.
Zoological Institute. Assistant Professor Ivanov speaking. Yes? Oh, hold on. Professor, it's the province calling that fellow Destian.
All right. I'll take it. Hello? Yes, this is he. Yes, and greetings to you, Comrade Destian. What? You received a shipment of hen's eggs from abroad and they're what? Dirty? Slimy? So you're asking me whether they should be what? Oh, washed. Well, of course you must wash them, comrade. After all, how can you expect to breed clean Soviet chickens from dirty foreign eggs? Eh? Oh, you're quite welcome. Goodbye. Imbeciles.
Do you think they'll succeed, Professor?
Those bureaucrats. Oh, they'll find some way to foul up. You can depend on it. They're getting ready to load our black chamber with eggs out there.
Then we should be hearing of the results pretty soon.
God knows. Meantime, they got their eggs, but where the hell are ours?
I've put in several calls.
They've been delayed in quarantine, they say.
Quarantine? You mean red tape? Oh, dear, dear. Well, let me know the moment they come in, Peter.
Yes, sir.
We've got to go ahead with our own experiments, if only to let those idiots know what they're doing wrong.
You're really worried, aren't you, Professor?
An unknown red ray whose power and magnitude even we have not begun to assess in the hands of bureaucratic bunglers? Oh, yes, Peter, I'm worried. I'm terrified.
I demand an explanation. You were assigned to guard duty at the hatchery, were you not?
Yes, Comrade Destin.
But you couldn't manage to stay awake, is that it?
I swear, I didn't close my eyes for an instant, Comrade.
All night?
Yes. Well, it's possible I might have dozed off a little,
and
but
it's also possible that you left the door to the hatchery open.
No, I deny that. Absolutely, Comrade. The door was closed.
Then would you do me the honor of explaining how all the eggs in Chamber 1 seem to have hatched last night without one single chick to be found anywhere?
I don't know.
The door and all the windows were closed?
Yes.
They couldn't have flown out. Did they simply dematerialize?
I don't know, but I have a theory.
Oh, you have. Well, let's hear it.
Well, maybe there were no chicks. Maybe the eggs were empty all along.
Oh, the only thing empty around here is that thick skull of yours.
But, Comrade...
Get out, do you hear?
But, Comrade Destin...
Out!
Pardon me, Comrade. But your husband has been so...
Will you get out?
Yes.
I tell you, I'm going mad, Manya.
Oh, calm yourself, Alexander Semyonovich. There's good news.
I could use some.
I've just been at the hatchery. Come and see. The eggs in Chamber 2 are hatching. Hear that?
Yes. Oh, these chicks at least sound ready to cooperate.
I still can't get over the size of those eggs. Do you really think foreign capitalist hens could be so much bigger than ours?
These last few days, I've had the feeling this whole experiment is bigger than we can handle.
Oh, no. You're in complete control, I'm sure.
I wonder. I should have recommended to the Central Committee that Professor Persikov be brought in personally to supervise.
Nonsense. Some of the chicks have vanished. Otherwise, it's all going splendidly.
I only hope you're right.
You'll see, Alexander Semyonovich. In a few hours, we'll have the finest brood of chicks ever hatched anywhere.
Well, we shall know soon enough.
And you, my dear husband, will be up for the Order of Lenin, at least.
Yet, I keep wondering, Manya. Whatever could have happened to all those other chicks?
Professor Persikov? The eggs.
They've arrived.
Right here. At last. Well. Let's pry open the crater.
They certainly are well packed. We can look at the first layer.
What is this? A joke?
Oh, no. I don't believe it.
These are chicken eggs, and we ordered...
Serpent eggs.
Those cretins at the shipping depot. They switched consignments. We got chicken eggs. Destin and his bunch at the chicken farm. Must have got...
snakes.
There. It's finished. Alexander Semyonovich, look. Your shirt, it's finished. Are you pleased?
It's beautiful, Manya.
Here, try it on.
No, not now. Why are they taking so long to hatch?
Oh, the eggs. Shall I walk over to the hatchery and check?
No. I posted a double watch. I told them to let me know the minute...
Alexander Semyonovich,
Listen. What's that?
Oh, the wind, I suppose.
No. Come over here to the window. Hurry.
Manya, I'm trying to concentrate on these reports. Well, Manuel, what is it now?
Look. Over there, by the hatchery.
Hmm?
Those huge shadows. They're moving and writhing.
Black as pitch out there. I can't see. Manuel, it's just the trees swaying in the wind.
No. Not the trees. It's something alive. Coming closer. Oh, my God!
That is that. They can't be real.
For sure.
Manuel, look out!
Ah! Manuel! Hello? Hello, operator? I've got to get through to Subcos. What do you mean they're not answering? Look, they can't all be asleep. Well, keep trying. It's very urgent. Ah, this is ridiculous.
Maybe they are all asleep.
No. Something's wrong at the hatchery.
Those eggs in unskilled hands.
Under the red ray. And not just ordinary snakes, but anaconda. Copperhead. What a boa.
Yes. And under that ray, Professor, how big, how deadly, and how many...
Comrade Dest, you must get hold of yourself. Can't you tell us anything rational?
Snakes! I see snakes! Rattlers! Rattlesnakes!
It's no use. Let him go. He's completely insane.
I suppose you're right. But there must be an explanation. The whole experimental farm in a shambles. 122 workers banished without a trace.
And that one Destian found wandering miles from the chicken farm, a raving madman...
Suppose this Professor Persikov.
Persikov, what about him?
Well, could there be anything to his warning about, you know, the grave danger?
His warning? About as reliable as the reports we've been getting about snakes 50 feet long. Absolute nonsense. Just bourgeois-inspired
history. Come here. Listen. That sound outside. What is it?
High winds. Turn on the radio for the weather forecast.
Wind? Whatever it is, the building's shaking to its foundation.
You a special bulletin. According to reports just received from wire services of the Red Sparks, the Red Projector, the Red Pepper, and the Red Evening News, it would appear that earlier reports concerning the mysterious appearance of certain giant creatures in and around Sarkar's province have now been confirmed. The creatures are described as being of a certain species of amphibian snake related to the anaconda. Except that their size, according to eyewitnesses, is said to be in excess of 15 meters in length, with a body thickness greater than the girth of a large man. A very large man. As to their numbers, reports have it that they number in the many thousands, and that they are laying eggs all along their path of advance, which seems to be in the general direction of Moscow. I have with me here in the studio Professor Vladimir Apachevich Persikov, director of the Zoological Institute. Comrade Professor, can you shed some further light on this phenomenon?
There can be no light now. Only darkness. Oh, idiot.
Perhaps I could rephrase the question.
Don't you understand? Are you capable of understanding? It's too late. It's all over.
That was Professor Persikov of the... Comrade listeners, we now bring you a message direct from the Supreme Soviet Emergency Committee.
Comrade citizens of Moscow, it is our duty to inform you that hordes of the giant snake-like creatures are now within 50 kilometers of Moscow and advancing steadily. You are urged to remain calm, to go immediately to your homes, close all windows, doors, and do not venture out. Rest assured that all available units of our glorious Red Army are now moving into position to repel the invaders.
Moscow will fall. Russia is doomed.
And the situation is expected to return to normal in due course.
Hypocrites! Imbecile!
Comrade Professor, please, we're on the air. That was an official message from the Supreme Soviet Emergency Committee. Now, please stand by for further bulletins, which will be brought to you as soon as... The whole building's shaking. We regret this interruption, but there seems to be some kind of disturbance immediately outside our studio. And I'm not certain what it is. A windstorm, I suppose.
Borat!